Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And now an update on Will Lautzenheiser. 5 years ago, at the age of 37, he lost both arms and both lower legs to a severe bacterial infection. And remarkably, he took to stand-up comedy, or as he called it, sit-down comedy, as one way to deal with it.
Sometimes I feel like I want to embellish what happened just to make it interesting for me. So I say, this arm was bitten off by a shark when I was surfing. This leg, I got stuck in an elevator door. This arm, I had to eat off that time I was stuck in a mine. And this leg, I lost when I went back to kick the shark that bit my arm off.
At the time, he told us, hey, whatever works. Then we spoke again almost 2 years ago at Will's home in Brookline, Massachusetts, after he received what he called an incredible gift from a deceased donor, a double arm transplant.
Of course, I don't have sensation, and I my own muscle power can move things a little bit. But, we expect that nerves will grow down, and in a year or more, they will be fairly well innervated, and I'll have control over some things and sensation.
So, how's it going? We visited with Will and his partner and caregiver, Angel Gonzalez, again last week. Hi. Are you opening the door?
I am. I can do that
man,
now.
Man. Can I have a hug?
You can.
Oh, man.
And it's going to be, it's a little stronger this time than it was last time.
Wow. Angel.
How are you?
Hi, how are you? It's immediately obvious. Will's nerves have grown into the arm. He has control. And I'm watching you speak. And you have a way of speaking, I see now, where you add a little inflection with your hand at the end of every, like you just raise your fingers a little bit at the end of every sentence, and you're doing that.
I think that hands are very expressive, and now that I have them, it's free, so I may as well use my hands to be more emphatic and whatnot.
They just went up on free.
They do it themselves. I don't have to think about it.
So as we catch up here, Angel, when we spoke, you talked about being committed to what you knew was going to be hours every day of helping Will with physical therapy after having helped him hours every day with just the sheer recovery from the initial bacteria. Yeah. From your point of view as caregiver, how has this been?
It's been a lot of work. We're both grateful to the people who have helped us. I mean, we had friends bringing meals for a long time to give me a break, at least for one day or anything. It's really rewarding because now he's taking care of himself in ways that I had to do. And so it's sort of, we have a little bit of more free time to just hang out instead of having to do chores.
Well, also, Will, let's talk about the past 2 years, I think it's been. Yeah, of the hard work. How much work was it to get to this point?
It's been a lot of work to get to this point. Initially, I was going to the hospital for 4 or 5 hours a day, every day. And that doesn't count all the other labor that we were doing at home, just to keep up with the occupational therapy and the exercises that my hands needed in order to maintain their movement and their strength. And really, the hospital appointments for occupational and physical therapy only ended last month or maybe a month and a half ago. So I've been going steadily to appointments all this time for the whole 2 years, and they've been decreasing in frequency, but I feel tethered to the hospital, and it's only very recently that that tether is beginning to stretch out further.
What are some of the things you'd be doing there? I mean, I'm picturing you with weights or so. What are you doing? Yes.
The types of work specifically have been involving grip and trying to develop pinch strength, trying to develop arm strength, muscle strength. And also in terms of physical therapy, that having arms has been very helpful for walking because it helps me maintain a better balance, more my center of gravity has shifted. And so that's also something that we've been working on a lot, just being upright with prostheses. And it's actually kind of mind-blowing how different it is to try to stand upright with prostheses when you have arms versus without them. And it's a lot better now.
So, wow, hours every day, this has been your life working on you, trying to wake these arms up.
I think that's a great way of putting it. Initially, we were treating these arms as newborns and being very tender with them and kind of coddling them a lot. And I think the last time you were here, they were still well wrapped. And it's been 2 years and they're toddler arms now. And I'm, you know, they're sort of making their way and it's still a little awkward. It's still clunky. And I don't have fine motor control. I don't know whether that will ever come back. But the things that I can do now are beyond what I imagined that I would be capable of before. And it's taken all that time and that effort in order to get there.
Well, we saw you know, your hand opened the door. You're running the joystick. Angel just said that you can care for yourself, do your own hygiene, things like that. What else would you say you're doing?
Well, it's only recently that I've been able to eat without any adaptive device on my hands. So one day, several weeks ago, we were at a ramen restaurant locally, and I forgot my hand splint. And I thought, well, I'll just try, you know, without it. And not only did I get through that meal, but I've never gone back to using a hand splint.
Which you can put a spoon on. It sort of ties the utensil to your hand.
Correct. Yeah. So now I'm just feeding myself without any adaptive device. It's really wonderful.
And there's no truth to the rumor that Angel's been going around the house hiding the adaptive devices.
Yes.
So that you will push yourself. are these arms, are they your arms?
Absolutely. I felt that my own, I don't know, mental picture of arms mapped onto these very, very soon, almost instantly, I would say. And that just has gotten stronger as the time has gone on. I don't have a proprioceptive sense yet. It's a very deep sense of sort of where my hands are in space. But I can distinguish textures now when I'm feeling a table or versus my skin versus the cloth. Mm-hmm. And I'm surprised at being able to make that distinction. So it's still all new. Mm-hmm. I can feel a drop of rain still on my hands now. And I have to say, the first time I felt that and the wind on my knuckles, I just wept because it was so wonderful to feel.
And how often or how do you even think of the donor at this point? Because when we spoke, it was with, you know, a reverence, you know, that you felt almost an obligation to do as his parents asked in their statement, that you hug as many people as possible because he did, and that you, you know, recognize how beautiful these arms are and use these arms. Do you still feel him present?
Absolutely. I don't think I'll ever be separated from that sensation, and I still feel an obligation to the donor in a weird way. I still haven't gone back to officially to a comedy stage yet because I'm still navigating whether or not it would be acceptable to make a joke about it. I'm aware that they're my arms. They are. And I'm also thinking, I still think of these as a wonderful, beautiful gift.
Well, when we spoke to you last, you also said, you know, maybe I go for the legs too, a double leg transplant.
Yes. You know, with all the commitment to the arms, I had been thinking lately, well, maybe it's okay to wait on the legs. Maybe I don't need to spend most of my 40s in the hospital or another couple years of rehab. But then about 2 weeks ago, I was transferring to my shower bench and I just had a thought, maybe if we want to revisit that, it might be time to reach out to the doctors and just have a discussion. And oddly, later that day, one of my doctors called and said, we've been thinking about this, and maybe you want to reconvene and start having a discussion about it.
Angel, how do you feel about that? That would be several more years of this hard daily work and caregiving. And
it's scary and many ways because he's got arms now. So we're now putting the arms in maybe a compromised position if things don't go well. And we don't want to lose that.
Yeah, to sort of underline some of the risks is if the legs were to reject, not only would I lose more material and my legs would be shorter, but I would potentially cause the arms to reject as well, which would mean I would be back. So that risk is extremely frightening. And I've come so far with the arms. And for me, this surgery was absolutely the right thing. The question of legs is kind of up in the air right now, in part because the surgery is very, very experimental. So the risks are greater. Yet there's something very alluring about the possibility of being restored. And that's, in a way, a hard narrative to just shrug off and say, well, maybe I can just, it's okay, I can live without that. Maybe it's worth the effort. I haven't decided yet.
Our visit with Will Lautzenheiser and his partner and caregiver, Angel Gonzalez. Will lost all his limbs 5 years ago to a severe bacterial infection. His new transplanted arms are doing beautifully. For pictures and our earlier stories, go to hereandnow.org.